It's quite a yichus. Kerach is introduced as the son of Yitzhar, the son of Kohas, the son of Levi. Goes back, not just to say his father's name, which would be usual, but his grandfather and his great-grandfather. And as we know, it stops there. Rashi is troubled. Rashi says it's going back that far already. V'lahizkir ben Yaakov, it doesn't mention that he's the son of Yaakov. In turn, Shebikesh rachim alatzmo, shliyizocher shmeil machlukusa. And Rashi explains that the reason is because Yaakov Avinu prayed, he asked, that he did not want to be mentioned in association with their machlokos. Shenemar, as it says, uvikaholom al techad kivodi. With their kahal, my presence should not be associated. This was in the words which Yaakov Avinu shared, what we call the brachos that Yaakov Avinu shared at the end of his life with the Shvatim. And when he was speaking, addressing Shimon and Levi, Shimon and Levi had different events associated with them, certainly the explicit event of the destruction of the city of Shechem, which is clearly associated there, perhaps as well the sale of Yosef. So Yaakov Avinu says, "Bikolam al techad kevaydi." I don't want to be associated with them. That's simply the way you translate it. And so here, it's not going to be mentioned. Vayikach Kairach. Rashi notes, just to try perhaps to bring a little more depth to this, and ultimately the idea which I'm sharing with you is found in the writings of the Sfasemas. Vayikach Kairach has no object. Vayikach Kairach is a verb without an object, and Kairach took. It doesn't say what he took, right? If you go on the pasuk, it says Korach the son of Yitzhar and Dasan and Aviram, the Omen Pelas, and they got up in front of Moshe. It doesn't say what they took. Says Rashi, what did they take? Lokles atzmam, they took themselves. Lokachis atzmi litzadechad liyos nechlak mitaychaida. He took himself and he separated himself from everybody else. The hallmark of this parsha, the hallmark of this personality is machlokas, separation, division. Korach, in itself, is the Gemara says asa korcha bi Yisrael. He made like a bald spot in the Jewish people. It's a split, right? It's a break. Korach made a break. When we have an Isser in the Torah, layik Korach v'chadoso, the Gemara says that means someone who's machzik the machlokas, a person who has an argument and gets hardened in the argument and creates really a division between different people. That's what Korach is all about. When Korach presents to Moshe Rabbeinu, so the solution is going to be that there are going to be 250 people offering the Ktoris. We'll see who Hashem is going to choose. What's the idea? So Rashi teaches us a little bit later in the Parsha. Because, you know, he says that's the way it is. In the nations of the world, they have that. They have 250 churches and 250 priests and 250 methods and 250 everything. By us, we have one Migdash. We have one Kohen Gadol. We have one order of the Ktairus, we have one. The Jewish people are supposed to be together as one. Korach is the very opposite of that. He personifies machlekes. He personifies division and separation and between the people. When Yaakov Avinu said that I don't want to be mentioned with them, the way Rashi brings it, the language of Chazal is lo yizocher shmo al machlokosam. He doesn't want his name to be mentioned with their machlekes, with their argument. Okay, so that's good. Where does that translate in the pasuk where Yaakov Avinu says, "Bikahalom al techad kevodi"? In their community, I don't want my presence to be found. Says the Sfasemes that, you know, there could be different definitions of kahal. In fact, even in the Gemara, kahal means a community. But even in the Gemara has, for a certain halachic situation, that one shevet is called kahal. Right, for the dinim of Parhel and Dover Shaltzib, or whatever it is beyond the scope of our discussion, a single tribe within the Jewish people can be called a kahal, like we find it could even be called a goy, it could be called a nation. Sometimes a tribe could be called a nation. Yaakov Avinu was unique amongst the others. Avram Avinu had various sons, Yitzchak, Yishmael, others. They split off into their own people, separate from each other. Yitzchak had two sons, twins, Yaakov and Esav. They went their separate ways. The power of Yaakov Avinu is Mitasei Shleima. All of his children were part of one people. When Yaakov Avinu went to that place and he laid out, as the Medrash says, the 12 stones, they fused together into one. They were supposed to be one people. Yaakov Avinu had a definition of Kahal. And his definition of Kahal was including a whole Jewish people, all of them together. Yaakov Avinu said about Kairach, "Bikahalom al teichat kevaydi." They're willing to subdivide, they're willing to divide themselves and say, this is our community, this is our people. Even in Yaakov's simplest response, not simplest, but second to simplest, Shimon Velevi Achim, right? Shimon Velevi, they're brothers. They were the great brothers, right? But in between the lines of that words, of the words of Yaakov, Rashi tells us, what was he rebuking them for? For Birtzainam Ikru Shor, for selling Yosef. Remember what they did when they sold Yosef? When they sold Yosef, if you look at the language of the verse, they said, there's that dreamer coming, right? Let's go and kill him and sell him and so on and so forth. And it took the other brothers to remind them. It took, Yehuda in his response to remind them and to say, what are you talking about? He's our brother. He's our brother. When Yosef was coming, right, and he was looking for them, the angel said, Nasu mizeh. Yeah, Yosef, remember, I was looking at that famous line, Es achai anechi mevakesh, I'm looking for my brothers. And the angel said to him, Nasu mizeh, they've moved on from this. Simple meaning is, from here, they're not here anymore, they're there. Says Rashi, Hesiu es atzma min ha'achva. They've separated from you. They've moved themselves away from considering you like they're your brother. That's what Yaakov Avinu said. I can have nothing to do with that. My definition of the Jewish people is inclusive. It includes all of the Shvatim. It doesn't leave room for these kinds of breakups between tribes, between brothers, or between factions, the way Kairach is going to do it. That's why here it says, "Bikolam al techad chavaydi," Yaakov Avinu says, I don't want to have anything to do with that. That's his specific disassociation from Kairach's shifting definition of community. Yaakov Avinu insists on the original definition of the community, including all of Kol Yisrael.